Yemei Chalutoi. Just like the days that Chalutoi, that you're Avadim Mitzorah, Torah Tikalachas, you have to take a haircut when you finish your Mitzorah. Is Af Yemei Sipurei Nami? The same way when you finish counting the last 7 days, you also have to take a second haircut. So Yemei Chalutoi, Enlo Min Aminyin, just like the days when you're Avadim Mitzorah, it doesn't help for the Naziris, is Af Yemei Sipurei. The same way, the last 7 days that he counted to become Tor also does not help for the days of the Naziris. Verse says, no, maybe Yochel, maybe I would think, after you may have Gera Kain, maybe even at the beginning, before the Kain pronounced you to be Tomei, when Stam the Kain looks at you and it's a suffix if that Nega is a Mitzaras or not. So they put you away for 7 days to see if it grows or not. So maybe even those 7 days that's called Yimei Hasgeroi, when they lock you up to check it out, Cain, that maybe those days also does not help from Naziris. It's a swirl like that. When you have a Tumis Mitzaras on you, you have Tumis Mishkev HaMoshev. Yimei Hasgeroi Metam HaMishkev HaMoshev. Even the days when they first lock you up to check it out, also you have this Tumor of Mishkev HaMoshev. Whatever you sit on, or whatever you lie on, it becomes tummy. So if so, maybe even this first, the first day that they check you out also does not help in the Zerus.
All right, turn over.
So maybe that's the matter. That's what I would have thought. So Gemara says like this. In Lomarato Yimei Chalutoi, if we learn out here from these Svaris, that the days that Yavadai Tomei Mitzaras, Sheinogel Lemin Aminyin, it does not help for the days of Yidaziris. Af Yimei Hezgeir and Eilu Lemin Aminyin, maybe also the first day that they lock you up to see if you are a Mitzaras or not, maybe those days should also not help. Omato, I'll tell you back, Loi, it's not that way. Why? Loi Yimamati Yimei Chaluta Shein Chaluta Yitzor Nikalachas. Only when they pronounce you to be Avadei Mitzorah, there the halacha is, you have to take a haircut. Or maybe korban, you have to bring a haircut. You have to bring a korban. Lefikach en oylin. That's why those days that you have tumas mitzaras on you does not include in the days of your Naziris. But Tayyama, but I'll tell you, Pimei has gave her the first few days that they just lock you up to see what's going to be. Shame turned to galachas. And the Tzadik said that after those 7 days, the Kohen looks at you again, and he says that you're Tohor. So finished, that's all. You don't have to take a Tekalachas. V'yeinu, you have to become Tohor, you have to go to the mikvah, but you don't have to bring take a haircut. V'yeinu may be korban, you don't have to bring a korban either. Lefikach, therefore, yalo l'minyan. Therefore, the first day that they locked you up, if when you come out again, they say that you're Tohor, so then those, if you were a Nazir from before, those days are included in your Naziris. Mikan Omru, from here we learn out that the free says that you may see Puroi, Vimei Gomroi, and Olam and Aminyin. That the day Sipur means the day that you're Avadei Nazir, or at the end, or you may Spur, you may Gomroi, the days that you're Avadei Nazir, those days do not help you in Naziris. Vimei Hazav, if a person's time became a Nazir, became a Zav, Vihazova, Vihazgeru Shamatzera, or else the first few days that they lock you up to see if that Nega turns to be a neger or not, these cases are elu oylen loy. That these cases even help for your naziris. If you were a nazir before and you had a suffix, if the negers are mitzaras or not, and they lock you up, and then it comes out that it's Torah, those days all along are included in your naziris. Who are then if you become a zav or a zavah? That's what the Sifri says. Sakoponim ketoni mias. What did we learn here? At least we learned from here that loy yimomah to be made tumah shekem avato b'mesakodmin. The Sifri said that Bishleimer, when you touch a mace, when you become Tomei from a mace, that's a chomedik alochas mavatlas akaymin. It throws away the first days. Tiyama b'yamei chalutoi. Ma'ashenkin, if you're only a mitzayra, even the days that they said you're a vade mitzayra, that it does not throw away the first days, but rather just what? It's not oylem lo, but a koponim, it says that those days are not included in your naziris. Now, B'mai, what are we talking about? Elaim of the Naziris Muetis in a small Naziris of only 30 days. Ha'abin and Gidul Sar. What do you mean to say it doesn't throw away the first days? Mashmi, you can still use the first days. It's not true. If you only have to keep 30 days, so let's say you kept 10 days. Then you became a Mitzorah. When you finish 10 days later, you have to take a haircut.
After your haircut, after the two haircuts, now when you start counting from the zeros, you can't just continue on, use the first 10 days, and only another 20 days, because you need 30 days for your hair to grow. So pshita, if you only mekabel 30 days of a nazirus, you still have to wait 30 days. So that's called mevatel-like. That should have been called like you throw away the first days. So where is there a case that we don't throw away the first days, but we use the first days, the first 10 days, then the next few days that you're a mitzora, we don't include, just when you finish your mitzora, then we go further. El olav isn't the case, but nazirus meruba. In the case of your mekabel to be a nazir for 100 days, that you were first a nazir for 20 days. Then you became a mitzvah for another 20 days. So it says after that, after the 20 days, you start counting now, you continue on from your first 20. You just have to count now another 80 days. Okay, it says clearly though in this case, Shein Oilun Lemin Aminyin, that the second 20 days that you had Tuma Mitzvahs on you, those 20 days are not included. Those 20 days you can't count. You just use the first 20 days you counted. The second 20 days is stalemate, you can't use them. And afterwards you continue on. But I call upon him, al maloy salkinle. We see clearly, not like Rav Chisda. Shemaminu, there it's a proof, not like Rav Chisda. That the days that you have Tuma Mitzaras on you, those days are not included in the days of your Naziris. It's true, it doesn't throw away the first days. The first 20 days you still have. Just the next 20 days that you have Tuma Mitzaras on you, it's stalemate those days. Those days you can't use. But after that, you continue on, you just continue on another 80 days. So, Koponim, the Maskonu is not like Rav Chisda, that the days that you have Tumas Mitzvira is not Oidon Laminyid. Mishnah says like this, Omer Rebbe Lezer, Mishur Meb Yeshua, Kol Tumah Min HaMeis, any Tumah from a Meis, Shenozim Megaleich Olehel, like that was the first Mishnah, the second, two Mishnahs ago we had before, if you have a Revias of a Kav, of Atzomois, of a chatzi, a lug of dam, the tumis of a mace, that if a nozzle touches it as an oil, has to be megaleach, halachris chayovim alea bias migdish. The same thing, if a person became tummy from those tumis, and he goes into the base of migdish, he's over the law of the azorah that a tummy person cannot go into the base of migdish. But the chiddush is, the whole tumis min a mace, sheina nozzle megaleach oleel, but the tumis of a mace, even though you become tummy, shos fehilchus nazirus, you don't have to take a haircut, it's not seiser. In the case where there was only a revius of a calf of bones, or a revius of dam, even though you become tame, you have to go hazor, shlishi, or shvi, just the nose is on the galeach. So Rabbi Yeshua says the chiddush here, that ain chayovim alei abiyas migdash. If a person has this tumor, and then he goes into the base of migdash, he's not over the azara. Amr Meir, Meir says, how could that be? Loi teizu kalim in asheretz. It can't be worse than asheretz. If a person touches asheretz, he's tamei. And then he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he's over the Aveira, tamei, can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. So there's no special loch, you have to have a special din of Tumas Meis. It's only by a Nazir that there's a special loch of Tumas Meis is Soiser. So there, their loch is what type of a Meis is Soiser. But the Chura to go into the Beis HaMikdash, any type of a tumor that you have, it's also to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says like this, for Rebbe Lezer, for the Gemara, Mishum Rebbe Yeshua Gamala, is it true that our Mishnah says, Rebbe Lezer, Mishum Rebbe Yeshua, is it true that Rebbe Lezer learned it from Rebbe Yeshua? For Mishum Rebbe Yeshua Ben Mamo Gamala, he learned it from Yeshua Ben Mamo. The Tani will learn like this, Omer Rebbe Lezer, Kishalach Teliyad Askiyo, when I went to this place of Askiyo, Metzos, yes, Rebbe Yeshua Ben Poser, I found Yeshua Ben Poser, Roy, she was the head there, Sure, Yeshua Badanath Meir Malacha. He was sitting and passing halachas in front of a mayor. And he said like this, Kol tum min amei shenozim egaleich, like our Mishnah. Kol tum min amei shenozim egaleich aleha chayovim aleha mishum b'yas migdash. But v'chol tum min amei shen ha-nozim egaleich aleha ein chayovim aleha mishum b'yas migdash. The Mishnah before, any time a nozim is not megaleich, is not seisir, is naziris, that tumor, if you become tummy with that, there's no issue to go into the base of migdash. So Amalai, they said back to him, no, Amalai, al teizu kala misheretz, it can't be worse than a person that touched the sheretz. Any type of a tumor you have, it's also to go into the base of Middish. So Matla said back to him, klumata boki Rabbi Yeshua ben Mamol, are you a boki what Rabbi Yeshua ben Mamol says? Amalai said to me, hein yes, that kach Amalai Rabbi Yeshua ben Mamol, mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua ben Masadov over the name of Rabbi Yeshua, like this, that kol tumim in a mace, any time the tumor that comes out of a mace, that the lochris of a nozer comes in contact with it, he has to be spicy, has to take a haircut. Is such a person is chayav melem shum be esmigdish. If he goes to bez mitzvah, it's awesome. But the chotumim in ameis shein a nozer megaleich oleho ain chayav melem shum be esmigdish. So a koponim it's a mishu b'mamol that said this over. But the more heavy mishu b'mamol gomelo. So the chutz kash, why does our mishnah just say Rabbi Yeshua? So when it says Omru Shema Mina, from here we learn it like this: that called Shmaitato, the Misamim Mevei Klas. If three people said it over, one said it over from another one, another one from another one. The look is like this: Kadmo Yibasui Arminin. You have to mention the first one's name and the last one's name, but Mitzia Leirminin, you have to say over the middle name. That's where I left out Yeshua Bamamul, because he was the middle one. And Omru Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Gafan Anavatin. I learned like this also. It says like this: Omar Nochem Alavler. Allah said over the Kach Mekablani Merabi Meisha. I accept this from a Meisha. Shekibu Meyaba. So again, he's saying over from three people. Shekibu Menazugos. Shekibu Menaviim. That Allah Lameisha Misinai Bezareya Sheves Vechadol. If somebody plants these different type of seeds of Sheves and Chadol, mustard seeds, Pishnai Meshleisha Mekaymus, are two or three different places in the fields, that each one of these is called the field by itself. You have to give payah from each growth by itself. Now the ilu Yeshua b'kolim b'kachoshiv. It doesn't say Yeshua b'kolim. They were in between. Shema Mina. So when you're saying all the sultan that he said in the name of him and the name of him and the name of him, the name of him, all you have to say is the first one and the last one. But the middle people you don't have to say. So that's true. Then our Mishnah, it says Om Reb Lezer Mishum Reb Yeshua. True, Reb Lezer heard over the name of Yeshua ben Levi, Yeshua ben Mamul, and Reb Yeshua heard it from Yeshua ben Mamul. But the Mishnah doesn't have to say Yeshua ben Mamul because he's the middle one. When you say over something, is enough to say the first one that said it, and the name of the second one, the name of the third one, the second one you can leave out. Just have to bring down the last one. But that's the Leva and Echnami that they hold that Tumas Migdish is only on the Tumas that are Nozmiz Megaleich on them. The Bada Mishnah. Yeah, Daf Nun Vav on the base. The Bada Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that Dante Lefnei Rabbi Eliezer, he was like learning, arguing in front of Rabbi Eliezer. They told him like this: Ma im etzim kisera, just like maduch by a bone of a mace. That's the size of a barley. Sheinu mitam odim biyoyl. That's the loch of the istam. In the same room with this bone, you do not become tummy. It doesn't have too much oil. Still hanozim megaleich almagov yamaso. We had before if a nozim touches the bone. Like if somebody touches the bone, then he does become tummy. And if a nozim touches his bone, he loses his nazirus. He has to start over again. He has to take a haircut megaleich almagov yamaso. If so, revi is dam. If you have revius of blood from a mace, shumetam adam b'yoyel, a regular person, if you go into the same room with this revius of dam, you become tummy. It does have tumas oil. If so, so true, there's a locha that by a nozir, if he goes into this oil, he doesn't have to start over his naziris. That by a nozir, it's not soyser, his naziris, the tumas oil of a dam. But isn't it a svar for sure, ain't din, isn't it a svaro, she ha nozir megaleach ha-magov yamaso, that if a nozir would just touch this revi's dam, or else carry it, that for sure he should have to become tamei to be soyser his naziris? Like revi's dam is better than an etzem kisera. A revi's hadam, if you're in the same oil, normally you become tamei. An etzem, you don't become tamei. So if the loch is, if you touch an etzem, a bone, a nozir is megaleach, is soysom, so isn't it for sure if a nozir touches the revi's hadam that it should be soysom? That was Rabbi Kiva's kavachaymalai that he said in front of Rabbi Eliezer. On this, Rabbi Lezi answered him back and said, Omali. Rabbi Lezi answered back to him, Mazeh Akiva, like what do you want, Akiva? Ein donin kan mikavachayma. You can't use svaras of kavachaymas over here. And the pshat is, because this is Aloch Lamashim Sinai, and whenever that's the cloud, whenever you have Aloch Lamashim Sinai, you can't make kavachaymas. That we can make a kavachayma, that's from halacha that says in the Torah. That's one of the ways we dash in the Torah. But something that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, you can't use the kal v'chayma. So that's what he answered back. Ein donin kal mikal v'chayma. U'kishabosi v'ratzisi d'vorm of Rabbi Yeshua, when I came and told these things over to Rabbi Yeshua, Omali said back to me, Yofa Marta, that Rabbi Eliezer said very good.
Ela kein amru halacha, because the pshat is this halacha l'mashem Sinai. So that's the cloud. When you have halacha l'mashem Sinai in such halacha, you only have what is given, what is said, and we can't add to it, we can't make.